Welcome to today's session, and it's going to be a class by Sister Hamlata. Sister Hamlata has been with Baba since 48 years. That means you must have met Brahma Baba. Did you? You missed. She thought she'll go in March to meet Baba, and she missed him, right? You wrote a letter to Baba and you got it. Okay. So she just missed Baba. But she has been serving in the Caribbean since last 40 years. So that means right from the beginning of service in that area, South American area. She's been serving there, and she's the area coordinator for the Caribbean, and she's based in Trinidad and Tobago. So today she's going to give us a class on forgiveness, mercy and good wishes.
Om Shanti. I was thinking about this topic. I'm trying to develop some points. We all are aware that since we come in Baba's knowledge, we have changed our thinking. Thinking, we can say, present thinking, like we are thinking, mind always think. And the second thinking which I feel is, we all have different thinking, means which we have developed in this life, as well as in the past life, we brought some thoughts, some desires, something, whatever we brought, good and bad, on the basis of that we think. And that is why, although we have the same knowledge, which Baba has given us, which we can say is the original knowledge, but every one of us think differently and apply this knowledge in different ways. Something could be good for you, may not be good for me. And all those thinking in this life is based on our birth, our culture, tradition, education level, society in which we have grown up, parents, all that affect our thinking. So if I say this is good for me, for you it may be waste of money, waste of energy. And something you may feel that good for you may not be good for me, I feel that's waste. So there is a great need of compromising with each other. If we do not compromise with each other, but we think the others should be like us, or others think that I should be like them, and on the basis of that, we are observing and we are judging, we are correcting, all those things become waste. Because only way we can accept each other is by compromising. Okay, what is good for me is good for me, and what is good for you is good for you. But let us use this Baba's knowledge as original knowledge and how much that has an effect on us. And that is why in Baba's Murli, Baba says, perfection of each one is different. If I become perfect, you become perfect, the level of your perfection and my perfection could be different. So it is very important to understand more on compromising and understanding the thinking of each other, you know, because it has a great effect on us as well as in our relationship. You know, this morning Baba was saying that, you know, about lying or whatever it is. Just take an example a little bit. But we know in the five vices, if we go in the sequence of the five vices, you know, Dadi Janki always like to have the sequence or the virtues, sequence or the vices. We say lust is the highest one. Then there come the anger. Then come the greed. Then come the attachment with the bodily relations, other than the relation with the flesh, which is the sexless. And the fifth one is the ego, and then the so on. So some people, they give the importance to the lying is the greatest sin. But according to the five vices, the lust is the greatest sin. Sometime in the Murli, Baba will say, anger is the greatest. In that particular Murli, Baba will say, okay, anger is the greatest sin. Sometime Baba will say, okay, greed is the greatest sin. In other time, Baba will say, some other vices. It means, at that particular time when Baba is giving the Murli and we are reading the Murli, the atmosphere of the whole world need to have a change in a particular vice. His vices are there, the sequence of the vices is there, but when Baba says today in the Murli, the greed is the greatest vice, that means at present the whole world is affected by the greed so much that on this area we need to work on, and some other time something. But we also know what is the original aspect of it. So what I mean by saying this is a different type of thinking which we all have, and it is very important how we changing our thinking, and more we are able to change our thinking. More we are, change our thinking means, does not mean that certain belief you have, which you feel is a good one, you have to renounce that unless until it is against Baba's knowledge. But what I mean is that we have to accept each other. If you need to have the harmonious relationship with each other, we need to change each other. And they think we have to accept and compromise, I can say that, more like compromising the thinking of each other. My experience is that I was a student of the college, university, and I was this whole life till I went to the foreign countries, was only engaged in going to the spiritual class for 8 years or 6 years, and then going to the college, going to his home, studying, coming back, and it was a kind of routine. I did not know any other aspect of life, culture-wise or social-wise or so many different type of things. And when I went first time to foreign country and to the Caribbean, I was happy to see there were so many Indian people there who went there around 200 years ago to develop those countries at the rule of British. They have the temples, they have singing, they have prayers, and of course they have other races also. But it was such a difference where I come from or where I went. So definitely I had to accept and compromise with all those things which I'm seeing and I am coming in contact with, and in those circumstances to present the knowledge. If I see one person out of 500 people vegetarian, that was more than enough. Although they were religious people and things like that. So there was completely different type of culture, although the descendants were from India. But we need to understand that there is a thinking which is based on all the things which we come through. And we actually compromise with each other. First I find very difficult, but I think Baba gave me a lot of insight. And one insight I was getting was, you know, sometimes when you say mixing with the people, be flexible with the people, that means you be more social when you go there. And when you are more social, more flexible, more behave like others, then they say, oh, you are so nice, you are so good. And then I started realizing in my own inner thinking and reflection. And one day I sat in meditation and I said, I get a little type of realization in my mind. What I have come here for? I have come here to give God's message. And through that message, whatever they can take that message and make their life is the best. So I felt that I must, I felt and I start thinking in this way that no matter where you go, do not change your original identity, but accept everyone, appreciate everyone. And since then I go to many countries, because in Caribbean there are many countries. We have center at least in the 17 countries, we have Baba's presence there. And culture of everyone is different, decoration they do is different. Even in some of the South American countries I went, and I feel this variety part of it, of doing the things, I greatly appreciate, you know. And I appreciate, I love, I feel very nice about it. But I just remember that I must keep my spiritual identity intact wherever I go, because I always end up being one person from India. And all others are, so we had to think about. So that is the thinking. That is the way I understand after some time. Because when you mix with the people, they say, oh, these people are very nice people. But then say, you come to change us, and no, we change you. No? Sometimes they give that such type of comments. So I felt that I take this thinking with me. Not take thinking from India, but when I went there, mix everybody, talking to everybody, I felt I must keep my identity, and I must appreciate everyone. And in that atmosphere of appreciation and accepting and compromising with each other, I must keep Baba's knowledge. And especially, you know, when someone is so involved in their religion, they have so much love for their religion, it's not easy. Because one time I come in contact with one sister, and she was, I was told that she took the 7 days course, and since she took the 7 days course, she's just crying. Her crying is not stopping. So somebody gave the course, so the person said that I must talk to this person. So I say, okay. And when she came to me, she started talking, she started crying hard, very hard. And I say, what has happened? You know, she has a pendant, the locket and the pendant in, and she has Shankar picture in it. And now she said, whole of my life, I consider the Shankar as God. And now you are saying to me, the Shankar is not God, Shiva is God who is higher than. And she cannot stop crying for months. Imagine that. Because that is where they are thinking. So you have to understand a little bit of their emotion and a little bit of their sentiment. And then slowly, you know, it happened because she loved Baba's knowledge so much. So slowly this got deeper and she started understanding, yes, Shiva Baba is God and Shankar is one of the Trinity. So there are many, many beliefs that people take in a different ways. So thinking is a one of the thing which we have to understand. One is thinking on the present time and one is we have level of understanding and thinking and belief, which everyone has different, and we all are taking the knowledge in that atmosphere or that circumstance and situation. Now coming to this topic of mercy, good wishes and forgiveness. These are the three words which we are using. We know that in the path of devotion also, when people pray to God, they say, God, mercy on me. In our day-to-day life, when some bad relation take place, somebody plays some influence by the vices and the relationship get bad, then we say, okay, if I forgive, I ask for forgiveness, then I could be good. And Baba says, you must have the good wishes for everyone. One day I was sitting meditation. I actually get all this little realization which I'm expressing to you is in meditation based on the knowledge. One day I was just thinking about this forgiveness and mercy. And of course the good wishes, to me it's all same, but different degree of intensity. One is a love, mercy means love, compassion, giving the sakash, giving the power, giving the blessing. So that is like total of everything. But what I realized that in my mind, are we forgiving for the person's mistake? Or are we just forgiving? What is actually good wishes? Good wishes is because somebody is under the influence of anger and get all the time angry and create the peacelessness. Or if somebody is very greedy, try to accumulate, steal, tell lies, we are forgiving that part of it. Or whatever it is, what we are forgiving for? What we are having the good wishes for? Are we good wishes for the negative aspect of their life? Or are we having the good wishes for the positive aspect of their life? What do you think? And that is why always with the forgiving comes a forgetting. And I remember in the prayer, which we used to do as Hindus, we used to go in front of the gods and goddesses in the temple. And gods and goddesses, whichever we feel the best one for ourselves, call Ishtadev or wherever it is. We used to say, God, I have done this one. I lie so much, I steal so much, I deceive so much. And then I say, God, God, whatever I have spoken to you, forget everything. And mercy on me. So before the mercy, God, even for God, we are asking for mercy, we are saying, forget everything what I have said. So here the question is, what is forgetting and what is forgiving? And we, one or two times in Baba's Murli, Baba said that by mercy or by giving the blessings, actually we are not changing the karmas of anyone. Although sometimes it happens that you say, you put your hand on the head or you say something good, and all of a sudden that appears, it appears, some good things appear in their life. You say, oh, so and so things you said to me, and you bless me with that, and it materialized. So it looked like as if the words which I have spoken in the form of a blessing is materialized in the form of something in their life. That means their karmas are changed because of me. What do you think? I will say that that did not change. The blessing and my good wishes did not change the karmas of anyone. Blessing, good wishes or mercy is just creating a different kind of atmosphere, a positive atmosphere around the person, a positive feeling around the person, and hope in their life. What emerged from there is their karmas. Not our karma, not my karmas. My karmas is I'm giving good wishes, so for good wishes I will going to get my own karmas. No? If I'm doing something good, I will going to get the fruit of my karmas. Because I'm able to give the good wishes, create the hope in someone, so I will definitely get my own karmas. But what I'm doing is I'm creating the atmosphere, because whole of our Baba's knowledge or spirituality is based on vibrations. Creating the vibrations. If I'm going to create the, I'm going to talk about this person or that person, negative or positive, or I think about that person, is this person is like this or that person is like this, what I'm doing there? I'm creating the negative atmosphere around that person. And if I create a negative atmosphere, then what will going to emerge out of that person? Just more negativity. If the person gets angry, the person will get more angry. And then 10 people again talking about the person, thinking about, then 10% more that can increase. Then 10% more it can increase. So that is the way it happened. But through Baba's knowledge, when we learn that have the good wishes for the souls, have the merciful feeling for the souls, then we are creating the positive vibration. And so we have a lot of positivity, treasures and treasures of positivity within us. So my positivity will going to increase or will emerge. And that through that positivity which emerge in my life will going to bring some gifts in the physical way too, which is put aside because that was blocking actually. The negativity which is emerging in me was blocking the gifts which we have in my life, I have in my life, was blocking. I'm getting angry, I supposed to achieve something, I was not able to achieve. Now with everybody's good wishes, I'm not getting so angry. My positive quality of peace emerging, then that gift which is hidden behind me and was not materializing in some way is emerging all of a sudden. And then I feel that I got the lottery, the blessing and boons of somebody. So that is what we are doing. Through the merciful feeling, through the good wishes, through the forgiveness, and forgiveness is nothing but thinking best for others, something good for others. And in this one, forgetting part of it is, I'm not dealing with the negative behavior of the person. I'm not working on the negative behavior of the person. I'm putting aside the negative behavior. Even if I don't forget for the life, for the rest of the life, at least at that particular time, I'm putting aside. I'm not saying that you must become, you create a you very angry person and you do this, and so I want you to send a peace, vibration of peace to calm you down. I'm not dealing with that aspect of it. It is possible. Just putting aside for a little while. Because in doing that, in forgiving and good wishes, I'm not dealing with the negative aspect of the person's life. I'm dealing with the positive aspect of the people's life. I'm digging their inside potentials or the positivity, and I'm putting aside this, and that is why the word forgiveness comes, forgetting comes with the forgiveness. I'm not too sure if I was able to express properly. You think it is okay? Huh? I'm not dealing with the negative aspect of it. I'm not saying that this person must, person's behavior, which is so negative, deceiving behavior, or telling lies behavior, or this behavior, must stop. Who am I to change anybody, anyway? Baba is the one who has to change. Baba's knowledge will change. So, only thing which we are doing is, we are wishing. Good wishes means we are wishing that something good should happen. That could be anything. No? I don't even know what is best for the person. But in day-to-day's life, we are like, I am a teacher in the center. People do come to us and say, oh, my so-and-so relation is very sick. Can you send good wishes and sakash? And they also tell us, okay, I don't want that person to be dying. Say, thank you, we'll do it. But when we are doing the exercise in our mind, we just say, we become like a Narad or we become like a messenger and speak about the wishes of the people in front of Baba. And that is it. After that, whatever happens, and we say, Baba, whatever is best should happen. It sound okay? Whatever is best should happen. If the person had to die, and that is where the best for the person, if person had to live, that is best for the person, that is what happened. That is what is in the drama, what Baba wants, what Baba knows, is best should happen. Who am I to decide and hold on to that desire? And that is what caused a lot of suffering in the world. Baba has given the freedom. We all have the freedom to think the way we want to think. We all have the freedom to wish whatever best for us. And there's no limit for that. You can think as much as you can think about. You can wish as much as you can wish. You know, like this morning I wanted to attend everything. So I went to the Pandav Bhavan. Then I did not have the transport as such. I got the transport. Then I said, we have invitation for the hospital. I should go to them, at least little part of it, but I don't have transport. All of a sudden, a transport up here and say, one seat is available. Do you want to come? I say, okay. Then when I was sitting down after half an hour, somebody was getting up. I said, where are you going? It's a Gyansarovar. Can I come with you? Okay, no problem. So we have the, and if it did not happen also, you don't feel that holding. Desire is a holding, a wish. And if it doesn't happen, we go through a negative feelings, as if we get stuck in our life, it doesn't happen. But wishes is something you can whole day you can have wish. If it materialize, it's good for me. If it doesn't materialize, it is good for me. It is in the drama. It is what Baba wanted me to do. So wishes are good, but desires are not good. Desire is holding the wishes, it become a desire. And in the path of devotion, we have all experience that we have wish and we have desire that we want to say, God, do this one, I want this one, I want this one. And if it did not happen, you know how much suffering people feel and how much they feel that God is not listening to them, you know. And sometimes some people, they even become atheists because whatever they feel, their desires are, is not happening. But they do not know those desires may not be the pure desires. So we must have the wishes. Without life, wishes, life doesn't go. We are enthusiastic people. We are progressive type of people. We always want to progress in our life. And so we, but then we have to balance between the wishes, Baba's wishes, what Baba wants us to be, and what is in the drama. Actually, my desire or my wishes was not to give any type of knowledge. I could not even, when I came in the knowledge, I could not speak in front of the two people. You know? But it was a drama, it was what Baba wanted us to be, so I'm able to express myself a little better than before. So that is what I want to say to you, is that mercy, good wishes and forgiveness. Forgiveness is a worldly term actually. Of course in the spiritual term also we use a kshama. You know, kshama is a Hindi word for the forgiveness. But even the forgiveness is nothing but we can say is a wishes. Wish for the best. Good wishes for the best. But in order to do all that, it's easy for God to do it. It's easy for Baba to do it. And that is why he has a title of merciful. He is called merciful. He is called forgiving. And he is also called, he gives the blessing to all of us. I don't think there is any problem which Baba does. Because he doesn't have to forget. He doesn't have to put aside anything. You know? But if we want to become like him, then we need to do little exercise in our mind, because for 63 lives, our thinking has changed, our speaking has changed, our attitude has changed. So we need to clean ourselves. Cleansing is very, very important part of our exercise. And cleansing is, what is cleansing? We are not cleansing anybody else. We are cleansing ourselves. Because in the different situation and circumstances which we come across, although we may say that I have overcome anger or I have overcome the greed, but it's not overcome fully, but it still remains sleeping inside. So when we come across the situation of peacelessness or anger or any other situation, then our own inside emerge, our sleeping negativity or negative potential which is there emerge, and we don't act but we react. Why we react? Because we are not strong enough. So we react. And that reaction which we call as somebody is giving the sorrow and my reaction is taking sorrows. You know, they say not to give sorrow, because if you give sorrow to someone, then you die in sorrow. Not to take the sorrow, because if you die in sorrow, take sorrow, then you die in sorrow. So what is giving sorrow and what is taking sorrow? Giving sorrow take place when our body consciousness and our vices, which we call as main vices, are five vices. Any of these vices emerge in action, either in words, either in violence of some kind, if I'm taking the anger as such, in that form. You know? And then the one who is observing that, observing the scene, whether the person alone or two people together getting angry or they getting beating each other, I'm seeing that scene through my eyes. And I'm not saying anything to the person, but my mind is start working on inside. Mind start working. This person is doing wrong. This person is creating peacelessness. This person is, if the two persons are there, then we say, this person is wrong, this person is right. I'm so sorry this person is beating this person. So all those things, whole exercise is going in my mind. But I'm not saying anything. And sometime I may go and say something, but sometime I'm not saying anything. But I'm taking and taking, and my own inner sleeping anger is emerging in me, may not have reached the stage of the verbal or action level, but in the mind. And it affects my life. It affects my happiness. And I'm thinking about that scene. I'm thinking about that person. I'm thinking about that hurt and pain which I have taken from that scene. That is, and it go on and go on. And that is called taking the sorrow. It is, we can call it a very subtle way where. So outside world, if person is seeing this person is getting angry and I'm just thinking about, they will say, oh, this person who is getting angry is bad, is doing sin. But I am very peaceful. Physically I'm peaceful. But mentally I'm not. In the feeling wise I'm not. So people will sympathize with me, not sympathize with other person. Right? And this exercise of mine go on in my mind. Anytime I see that person, I get angry. I get the same scene come emerge in my mind. My respect and my love, which I had in my relationship, drops. So I am losing, actually. I lost one friend of mine. So I lost the friendship. I lost my respect and love start dropping. Whenever I see this person, I can't stand with that person. So these two people are moving together. One is internal, one is external. The one who is doing external, influenced by the external vices, is called giving the sorrow. Sorrow to the person, creating the sorrowful atmosphere around. No? And the one who is doing internal exercise of negativity, feeling hurt, feeling whatever it is, they're going through their own stage. So they are taking sorrows. But both are weak. Externally, if I give the example, if somebody tells lies to me and I get angry, who is right? Telling lies is right. Telling lies is wrong. But when somebody telling lies and I get angry, that is also wrong. I know in the beginning of the knowledge, I used to get angry when somebody steal my things. And I lost about 3 or 4 watches in the beginning. And I'm seeing the person is wearing the watch, still I am angry in my mind. I'm not even have the strength to speak to the person is mine. And one day I decided that I will not wear anymore. and that is the end of it. So, where the two persons are wrong, in the same way, one in the subtle form, suffering, and one is a physical form suffering. The physical form suffering is not so much as subtle form, actually. That person go on and go on. The one who is expressing something, they go on, they don't even think. Their conscience is not so strong, actually, to realize that that was wrong thing. You know, when you do something first time, you feel you have done something wrong. Second time you do, you feel less feeling. You feel less. And after a while, you don't feel. There are many people who do certain things, they don't feel it. You say, how this person is a yogi from 20 years and doing the same which not supposed to do. No, that realization. We all are in the different level of realization and awareness. And we need help of each other. It's not that one is very perfect. Some area you may be perfect, I may not be perfect. Some area I may be perfect, you may not be perfect. So we need a help of each other anyway. So both need to change. But one question I always ask to myself, that if I am in a particular situation, you know, whether walking, whether talking, whether I am moving somewhere, I end up in a particular situation where something negative is happening. I ask the question, why I am in that situation? And if I am in that situation, even while walking, that means I have something contributed to that situation in the past. So instead of blaming others for 100%, I start blaming myself at least 10%, 5%. Why I am there? Why I would not have avoided such situation if I did not end up in that situation? If you ask the question to yourself, why you are born in this family? Why you come in this country? Why you come in this? Why you? Question of why, answer for every why is because you are part of that situation. Whether you like or whether you don't like. And now you need to deal with those situations. The whole problem of the world is, at this time, more with the people who don't have the knowledge and less with the people who have the knowledge, is that we don't want to accept any blame, any responsibility for the situation. We always feel other person is responsible, even whatever is happening to me. So how are we going to change? How are we going to change it, undo what we have been done in the past or present? And that is where it's the knowledge of the subtle suffering as well as the physical karmas of the person, both has to be learned. And the question is, if I am in that situation, if I am in that country, if I am in that society, things are happening that I had to be part of it. So I had to think about how I could change through Baba's knowledge. Baba's knowledge is the best thing. It's the original, we can say. It's no duplicate knowledge. It's the original knowledge. It's the original qualities. It's original everything. So through this method, we are changing ourselves as well as changing the world. Discover yourself, transform your world. So that is what our formula is. So if somebody gets angry and I take that part of it, feel suffer or feel bad about it, there has to be some karmas between the two. And how can I suffer for somebody's action? Should you suffer for somebody's action? If somebody abuse you and you suffer, and you saying that person is wrong and I'm right. Right person is suffering and wrong person is not suffering. That is something logical? No, it is not. The person who is creating the situation may not be suffering now, but that person will going to have their own consequences. that we don't have to interfere. We don't have to punish. Means before we used to say, oh, this person must realize, this person must be punished, this person must... Those areas are, for Brahmins, those areas are not important. That happens automatically. Realization or punishment or judgment, that is, our areas start after that. You know, good wishes, merciful feeling, and that we can do only when we had to cleanse ourselves. And the first thing which we had to say to ourselves is, if I am in this situation, maybe some parts of my karmas are there. If I am suffering, I am feeling bad, then I had to cleanse myself. I was weak, I was not able to understand these karmas, I did not understand, this was my test. So I had to explain to myself, I had to talk to myself, why are you in the prison when somebody has done something wrong? So it is a lot of talking to your own self. And other people can help is only by good wishes. So the person can automatically go inside, do whatever it is. It is something very inner exercise, we can say. So that is why people say, before you forgive others, you have to forgive yourself. And forgiving yourself is nothing but cleansing, understanding your level of consciousness at a particular time, how the inner quality is emerging, your own reflection and understanding and talking to yourself. And while you are talking to yourself, you realize that whatever is happening to you is you are responsible, nobody is responsible. What the other person is doing, they are responsible for their own action and they will going to have the consequences of it. And then of course I sit in meditation, talk to Baba, ask for Baba forgiveness, means give me the strength to face all those things if it happened again. And then I have to say, send a good wishes to the person. And as I said in the beginning, we are not giving good wishes for calming down the person. We are putting aside all those things. We are giving the good wishes that something good must emerge in the life of the person. And if something good emerges in the life of the person, although we may say, oh, some big lottery must come to that person. Some people, they feel big lottery means if you get $10 million, you know, that is your lottery. But lottery could be if person may not be talking to each other and the person gone to the office and boss has smile on him, which was not happening for the longest period. That is a big lottery, more than 10,000 million dollars lottery, you know, because relationship has changed. So whatever good wishes which we have with the people, it will going to materialize because we are creating the positive atmosphere around the person and it will emerge. And it will emerge so much. Sometimes you wish something to the person and in that person fortune emerge more than your fortune. It could be possible. Some gift which the person has behind was blocked. With good wishes and creating the positive atmosphere, then positive emerge, then that person get the hidden lottery. Could be more than your fortune, no? It could be possible that person can progress more than that. What will you do in that situation? You should be happy. You know? And that is where when you give the good wishes, good feeling, merciful feeling, you must always remember not to have the jealousy in you. Because somebody you giving good wishes will go further than you. Can go further than you. I want to speak a story which I usually speak. This person was a devotee. He went to God and do the prayer or tapasya or whatever I say to ask. And God says, what boon you want? What blessing you want? So he said, I want a blessing that whatever I think should be materialized. So God said, yes, okay. But then God says, it's okay, but whatever you will going to get, your neighbor will get double. He was happy. First he was very happy because whatever he think, he will get it. But the second part of it, he was not paying so much attention yet. You know? He was just thinking, let me achieve whatever I had to achieve. So he started thinking, he want this big house, he want the big car, he want the business, he want whatever he decided. And his neighbors start getting double the amount. So what happened to him? In the beginning nothing was happening. Slowly he started feeling jealous. It's not that he has done anything. He did not do any prayer or tapasya. But he's getting double, and I did the tapasya, I'm getting the single. And the jealousy start emerging. You know what the persons bring the thought in the mind in jealousy? Let my one eye get blind. So neighbor two eye will get blind. Let my one hand break, neighbor two hand break. Let my one foot break, neighbor two break. That is what the seriousness of jealousy. So we must have the pure feeling. We must purify our mind. We must cleanse our mind. Have the good wishes. Forgiveness is also good wishes. We say good wishes and I say forgiveness is wish for the best. It's the same thing, but you're just using the different terms. Have the merciful feeling, but beware of jealousy. Because someone you wish best, their fortune may be better, their karmas may be better than your karmas, and it will emerge. But inner satisfaction which you will get is much more than other person. So it's a beautiful feeling, and of course, last Murli of Baba, Baba says, dance of Om Shanti, you know, instead of dance of thinking about this person is good, this person is bad, this person doing this, that person is doing that, instead of thinking about dancing on that, I don't think that may be dancing, that may be, you know, we can use a different term. What Baba says in Murli is a solution for all the things which we can say. Om Shanti, dance of happiness, dance of peace. I use this word as inside out, because when you take this, when you're watching through your eyes, you know, listening to the ears, you react. Everything you react. And when you go from inside out, you act. And in what is inside out, is you are. We all are the souls. This Baba's Murli was the last Murli I felt very nice, you know. And as soon as I say inside out, the soul and a spray kind of vibration, like a rays or a spray, comes of peace and love. And sometimes I sit down by myself. And I start feeling so happy. I started smiling. I see somebody pass from here. They may feel that I am something. I am smiling with my own self. You know, because you feel so happy within yourself. And you know that Baba is our world. When Baba is there, we are happy. No? So this confluence age is the best age we can say. You know, I had this experience going to different countries. Sometimes people not understanding this part of it. Virat Sarup. Do you know what inwardly there are Virat Sarup. I just want to ask you, how many people know the knowledge of Virat Sarup, which is called variety form image? Have you seen the picture of variety form image? Many times it comes in the murli. No? How many of you see the Virat Sarup or variety form image? Do you understand that variety form image? Very few people understand, I think, variety form image. As you know that before coming to Baba's knowledge, we know the cycle. In the cycle, we used to know the four ages, right? Not the five ages. We did not know diamond age. Means what I have learned in my religious life before coming to Baba's knowledge is we used to believe in the cycle. We used to believe in the four ages, golden, silver, copper, iron. But we never know about confluence age, the diamond age. No, we never know that. In the same way, in the variety, caste system, whatever it is, they also had a four only, not five. Deities, warrior, merchant, and the Shudras, what they call Shudras, last part of it. Four. If you see the image of the Vishnu, they have golden, silver, copper, iron. And the deities, warrior, merchant, and the last four. So they show the four. Like how they show the four ages, they show the four castes. Right? And then on the basis of that, the cycle goes on. Now we have understood the diamond age. And diamond age is related to the Brahmins. So Baba always speak in Murlis that they have not given Brahmin as top knot and Shiva Baba on the top. Right? So now we have five ages and five castes. Right? In variety image. One is that Brahmins are on the top knot. No? And then the face is like deity, then the Kshatriya, then the Vaishyas, and then the Shudras. And on the top is Shiva Baba. So when Baba is talking about the knowledge of the variety image, Baba says, Baba gives the knowledge of variety image, or we can say that Baba gives the knowledge of Virat Sarup and different castes. It means Baba gives the knowledge of the Creator. Creator is Shiva Baba, this point of light, he lives in Paramdham, he did. And then he gives the knowledge of creation. Creation means the souls. Creation means everything else is creation. We are on the top of the creation, but everything, plants, trees, water, whole universe is a creation. And so Baba says, I give the knowledge of the Creator and creation, and the past, present, and the future of the creation. This is a whole sentence. So that means he gives the whole history of the past, present, and the future in the Virat Sarups. In that form. That means when you are given, your introduction is given, or my introduction was given, it was not the spiritual that I am a soul, I am child of God. But in introduction, you are not going to say the name of the person, but you are going to say the name of the person, age of the person, sex of the person, what profession that person has, how many children that person has, you know, where the person lives, and what they have studied in the school, what the job they are doing, what, you know, all these things is an introduction, what we can call as extended introduction of a person. So when Baba says the knowledge of the Creator and creation, past, present and the future, that means whole universe knowledge is included in the extended introduction of God. Does it make any sense? So this picture you will going to see in the museum. We have the museum. Everybody knows the museum. Near the Naki Lake in the market. Right? In that museum, in the second room, first room is the soul and God. The second room has three pictures. I think the same thing now. One is soul does not transmigrate into the another species. Another is a model of the steps, ladder. And on this side there is a Vishnu picture with the Brahmins on the top and Shiva Baba on the top. But writing is in Hindi. So if you go and see and take all the points with Baba's knowledge, you will know that is a picture we have. So five cars, five ages, complete the Creator and creation. Okay? You have to contemplate more on that. So when we say, in Hindi it's called Virat. Virat Swarup, it says Arjuna saw the vision of Virat Swarup. Virat is variety form, they translate. Virat is also the extended, big form. That means whole universe is an extended introduction of God. God is not just point of light. He has so many children. He has so many things around him. That is also his introduction. And how many children come in the golden age, how many children come in the copper age and age. All that is an extended introduction of God, which he gives us at this time in the different ages, a knowledge of different ages. Acha, Om Shanti.